candidates have started vying for the first Berkshire District State House seat, which opened up when Democratic Representative Galen Critty died in June. North Adams City Councilor Lisa Blackmer talks about her decision to run for the state and city seats.
I'm running because I've been working on the city council for almost 10 years. In that role, I have also taken on a state-level role with the Mass Municipal Association and worked to forward legislation that is good for cities and towns, and I found the impact that I had in that legislation to be important, and I found it encouraging, and I thought that this would be the next step to not just things would affect things with cities and towns, but also to help other issues that impact our citizens of the area.
So in taking over this role, if elected, you'll be filling the shoes of the late Galen Critty. And officials say those shoes are very difficult to fill, but what among her initiatives are you most passionate about?
Well, I think that some of the things that she did, she was always one who worked on the details, and some of the things that she'd done are specific to towns, like the work she's doing was doing in Lanesboro for the Baker Hill Road District. And some of the things that they were doing with easements because of road and dam and flooding issues. So those proposals obviously mean a lot to the town of Lanesboro, so I would be forwarding those. In North Adams, we have the Cultural Corridor District that she proposed legislation for. So I would follow up on that and make sure that that goes through because I think that's important to the city of North Adams. And also because it's important to the city of North Adams, it's also a draw for all of Northern Berkshire and would have an economic impact on everybody up here. Some of the other things she was working on zoning legislation. She was working on things about hospitals having to have a public meeting once a year, and obviously that was as a result of what happened at North Adams Regional, but I think that that's a good, I think that's an important step to take, and I would obviously push for that. She had some things that she was working on for some zoning and the Women's Rights History Trail throughout the Commonwealth. I think that's important. Obviously, she was the first female, first Berkshire District representative, and I would like to do that and maybe even name it in her honor or name our section of it in her honor.
What about you? What are some things that you're particularly passionate about that you would like to put forward?
Obviously, I would continue my advocacy for funding for unrestricted governmental aid and for funding for schools, for regional transportation, for increases in the pilot money, because that's my background. I've been advocating for those things for the last 6 years that I've been involved with the Mass Municipal Association. Obviously, Chapter 90 funding is important, and it's important in every community, and people see it. They see their roads being fixed. They see the impact of new plow blades on their plows in the winter. So every community gets Chapter 90. Every community needs it. And it also puts people to work, so building roads, so that's really important. So that would be one of my issues. I know that Gail was for the single payer, so obviously I would be continuing her efforts that she did there. I think that with current administration, they worked a lot on with the Community Compact and the Municipal Modernization Bill, both things I worked on. A lot of that focus is on collaboration and regionalization, and I think not only can you do that in the municipalities, but you also need some of the nonprofit sector could do more of that, and I would obviously continue that, and I know that there's going to be another round of municipal modernization, weed whacking, as the governor referred to it, and I obviously would participate in that.
This is a very large undertaking. Why are you the right person for the job?
I have been effective in bringing issues forward. For example, the veterans issue. Years ago, some of the smaller towns were getting hit with very large increases in their benefits because, someone moved to town or someone was all of a sudden qualified for issues. And so I served on a committee, and they were, oh, well, we have to get more professionalized veterans agent. And I said, no, out west, we have small town. If you hit them with an extra $60,000 in benefits, they have to go to town meeting and allocate that money. And we need to find a mechanism to fix that and help them with that. And they did. They were not aware of it. They were like, oh, well, my budget's, I have an $80 million budget and I have $80,000 in veterans benefits. They didn't understand the impact. So I think my skill set is the fact that I care about my communities. I know about the communities here. I've worked not just in the city, but in the small towns. Throughout the region, I've had different experiences with them. So I understand the challenges facing the small towns and the small cities, and I have articulated those challenges and brought about some change, and I would continue to do that. So it's not just a technical skill. It's the ability to listen and say, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And you run into that with every issue. There's always a side of it that you hadn't considered, that you didn't know about. And when people tell me about it, I have been known to even change my mind on a vote on the city council. So I'm willing to listen and listen to the different sides of the story and make a decision.
That's First Berkshire District State Representative candidate Lisa Blackmer. So far, the Democrat is facing Stephanie Bosley, daughter of former State Representative Daniel Bosley. The primary will be October 10th. The general election is November 7th.